Everybody, welcome back to the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy podcast. This is your host, Frank. And like we do every year on October 25th, it's our anniversary. Yay! Do you know what today is? I can't sing, so I'm not going to try. But as always, thank you all for all of you for tuning in, listening, being a part, supporting the podcast. Thank you. Ironically, I actually had like a whole podcast thing. I did the recording yesterday and everything was set up and I was like, oh yeah, you know, this is a good idea, blah, 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 blah. Recorded it and then something went wrong where it lost all of the information. I was like, what the deuce? I was like, really? So it kind of sucked ducks, but it was helpful because then again, I also forgot that I always like do something for the anniversary of the podcast on my birthday as well. So it was a great time. I had my twin come over. Shout out to my twin. Love you dearly. She came over and we danced. And then my son and my beautiful bride sang me happy birthday. And I got some birthday wishes and texts from some lovely family. I love each and every one of you. Thank you. Today, it's a calm day. And usually people will do like crazy stuff. Like, yeah, I'm going to go skydiving. Without no parachute. Yeah, let's go. For me, without getting into too much detail, like I'm really, really glad and more blessed to have like actual calm birthdays. Really means a lot to me where I can actually like, you know, have a calm birthday and not have to focus on too much and not have to do too much stuff or worry about stuff because I got stories. Definitely not for this pod, but you know, I definitely have stories for stuff that happened on my birthday, which was the antithesis of being calm. So anytime I could just have like a low key day where literally I'm not doing anything special. I'm literally working on my lunch break. I'm going to read my book. I might play a little bit of the Nintendo DS just to play some of the older Sonic games if my hands stop cramping up. And that's about it. You know, I don't have literally anything else planned today. This is going to be the calmest of calm days. And it's just similar to when Nathan was born. I just tried my best to make that day as normal as possible. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's just normal day. And, you know, there's the day of my firstborn. Gosh, help me. But I just did my best to make it just a calm and normal day as possible. That's just for me. On the gaming front, I'm going to pick up a flash card for the Game Boy. Reason being, I'm realizing, slowly but surely, I am realizing that I am just a minimalist. As much as I would love to leave like collections and stuff for Nathan, I'm leaving him a trail of cookie crumbs through this podcast, you know. So whatever media that he'll be able to use in the year 2060 or whatnot, just to remember the podcast and stuff, I'm leaving him that. And also a lot of money. But, you know, just leaving him that as well. So that way, he'll have money or whatever currency that's going to be used by whatever future civilization. I don't know. But personally for me, I'm just not a big material person. I never have, realized I never will be. But I do want to purchase certain things, like if, you know, if there's a need, you know, then I can justify the need for a purchase, but it has to be a need base. It's really challenging to get something because I forgot what I want says in the Spanish, but basically like just the wants, it's really hard for me to justify wants because I'm like, there's so many more things I need. And like even with work, yeah, I could probably play some video games during work as long as I get the work done. But I'd rather just get all the work done. And then after I clock out, then I can play video games. That's just something. That's how I've always been. I'll definitely like, you know, Nathan will have my Game Boy. Like that's, you know, that's like a non-negotiable, like my Game Boy Pocket. Like that's it. stuff that's like up in the air. The Nintendo Switch Lite, should I purchase, should I not, blah 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 blah. You know, we hear about that all the time. I don't feel like regurgitating that on the podcast or telling my wife. Definitely don't feel like that. Other than that, just truly grateful. I'm the tender ripe age of 35. I feel every bit of 35 as well. So, but I'm truly, truly blessed. Yeah, not really anything on the gaming agenda today. Maybe if I get a chance to. My priority is trying to play a little bit of Sonic on the on the DS. And I'm trying to find like other games for the DS. It's a really neat system. If I had like the DS Lite, because I have a DSi, but if I had like a DS Lite, I'd be in the business picking up some Game Boy games. Because there's a couple that I would pick, like the Street Fighter Alpha 3, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. Not really Tekken Advance, but there was another one too. I just forgot it. It was kind of like Darkstalkers meets a Game Boy game. I just mentioned it too. Oh, hey, and I'm forgetting it. I just looked at like the gameplay and stuff. It's kind of very neat. So once I find out that game, I'll whatchamacallit run it back with you guys, and you know, we'll do that. And then also what else? Just run back some other stuff as well too. But yeah, it's, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to playing Sonic on the DS and trying to find like another game. Like, I was looking at some beat 'em ups. I'm not really a big fan of some of the DS beat 'em ups. Maybe some crossword puzzles. I might, you know, finally, like, you know, jump the shark and do that. And I do have Sega Casino. What else? Have some Call of Duty games. I have Jeopardy and Mario Kart, which is really, really good too. Bought like a couple of games for Nathan to play. So, you know, the Nintendo DS Lite, that was, because it was a gift. And I'm just not going to, like, even though I'm a minimalist to the core, can't give up gifts. Gifts are so, so truly important to me. So I can't do it. But yeah, like, I'm just wanting to just utilize the gifts, and instead of, like, you know, trying to get like the latest and greatest system right now, or, you know, the Nintendo Switch Lite is going to be a big question mark. And if Nintendo finally does the, you know, whatchamacallit, does the green light and does the Game Boy, honestly, like, scratch it, because I'm getting the the flash cart. Never mind. I don't know. So I'll revisit the Nintendo Switch Lite in the future. That's definitely not for now. So yeah, just playing some DS games, finishing up collecting all the for Streets of Rage 4, so all the character moves. Other than that, everything else is kosherific. So with that, I am going to wrap up this bad boy. Again, thank you as always for tuning into the anniversary. I'm going to try to cover like some more games and then get back to Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. I have been playing it a little bit. I'm very surprised about the like Power Quest. Like, I might try. Actually, speaking of Power Quest, thank myself for reminding myself, pat on the back myself. You're welcome, myself. The reason why I'm not playing it on the Game Boy is that I forgot I have the modded NES Classic Mini, which I labeled as my CPS Changer Mini. So, because I have the Capcom version for Japan for Power Quest, which is Gekito Power Modeler, or Power Model, yeah, something. It's something. It's not Power Quest. It's a different name, but it's literally the same game. But I'm actually going to play it on the screen because it also has save state, so I don't have to worry about placing in I have placing in passcodes or anything, or writing them down, which can be a pain, you know. Thank you for save states. But, you know, passcodes still hold like a treasure, because I'm like, hey, you know, everything's already in the game, including cheats and whatnot. So, but yeah, I have a lot of games I want to try to get to play, especially during this time as well. So a lot of games, a lot of time to do, and I want to try to like knock off some more of my backlog and definitely give you guys and gals more content to, you know, chew on as well. And again, thank you all. today's more of like a whatchamacallit, more of a chill day. So thank you as always. God bless.